But why, some say, the moon? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things.
John Kennedy commits America to the creation of history, a calculated acceleration of man's evolution, the conquest of the biggest new frontier, space.
This is Freedom 7.
Project Mercury.
And
Alan Shepard becomes our first space hero. Then Grissom, Glenn, Carpenter, Schirra, and Cooper. Then Gemini, the two-man mission, and the first American spacewalk by Ed White.
One thing about it, when Ed gets out there and starts wiggling around, it sure makes the spacecraft tough to control.
The flight director says get back in.
The world's space flight endurance record by Cooper and Conrad.
The new record holder.
The world's first space rendezvous by Schirra and Stafford.
We're just flying a nose-to-nose, approximately 15 feet apart.
You have just exceeded the world's manned space flight endurance record.
The first docking maneuver by Armstrong and Scott.
Good here from the ground. Everything looks good from the docking.
Then Apollo and tragedy. Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee give their lives preparing the first flight to the moon.
What we'll do now is follow...
That first flight succeeds beyond expectation. We are circling the moon, and we hear the first men to see and describe this new world.
The horizon here is very, very stark. The sky is pitch black, and the Earth, or the moon, rather, is quite light. And the contrast between the sky and the moon is a vivid, dark line. Actually, I think the best way to describe this area is a vastness of black and white. Absolutely no color. Makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth. The Earth from here is a grand oasis of the big vastness of space.
For all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained. There is no strife, no prejudice, no national conflict in outer space as yet. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind, and its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again.